West didn't call it quits until late afternoon. Jim Ed couldn't remember that he had ever worked such a long, hard day. He would not have expected to feel more exhilaration than exhaustion. He felt a curious sense of satisfaction. Back at the headquarters, he fed the horses but kept looking across the corrals to a round concrete water storage tank about 30 feet across and perhaps 5 feet deep.
The water looks good in that tank. Any objections if I go in for a little swim?
It ain't our house water. James Edwin and your daddy used to swim there.
Jim Ed fetched clean clothes from his room and laid them across an elevated pipe that carried windmill water into the tank. The dog Pepper watched with curiosity as Jim Ed stripped and climbed in.
Woohoo!
The water on top was warm from the sun, but a little deeper, it was almost cold. Jim Ed shivered until he became used to it. He was dimly aware that Pepper was barking, but in the cooling luxury of the water, he paid little attention. He didn't know a vehicle had driven up to the house until he heard two doors slam. He recognized Bill Roper's blue pickup. The C-Bar foreman walked up the steps to meet Wes, who had moved out onto the porch. Jim Ed assumed the other person to be Roper's son, Johnny. He didn't recognize Glory B. Dawson until she was halfway to the tank. He glanced quickly toward his clothes, but knew he didn't have time to reach them.
Damn that girl. She's done it to me again.
Jim Ed flattened himself against the cement tank's inside wall. He would not put it past Glory B to peer over the rim to see how clear the water was. She stopped and stared unflinchingly into his eyes. He felt she was laughing at him in some hidden place where he couldn't see.
How's the water?
Cool and wet. I don't suppose you'd want to come in and join me.
I don't have a bathing suit.
Neither do I.
Mischief danced in her dark brown eyes.
Sounds tempting. But Bill and your granddad are old-fashioned. They might frown on such untraditional behavior.
You wouldn't do it even if they weren't here.
I might, but you'd jump out of that tank and run like a scalded dog.
Jim Ed remembered a warm night, a moonlit Dallas backyard swimming pool, and a girl whose parents had flown to Houston for the weekend.
You might be wrong.
I suppose we'll never know, will we?
Come over sometime when nobody else is here.
She considered for a moment, the mischief not yet played out.
I still believe you'd run.
Yesterday, she had looked like a boy. Today, her gender was not in doubt. Her hair was brushed, her blouse and blue jeans appeared fresh out of the washer and snug enough to stimulate a young male imagination. He suspected she wore them for his benefit, or perhaps for his frustration.
Besides, you don't appeal to my prurient interests with or without your clothes.
I'm glad to know you have prurient interests.
Oh, don't get your hopes up. I don't see much chance for you.
You might, if I were to climb out of here. I'm not kidding, I don't have any clothes on.
She grinned and stood her ground.
Put up or shut up.
All right, what did you come here for, just to gig me some more?
Bill Roper and I were worried about your granddad.
Bill Roper may have been, but you came over to see me.
Don't flatter yourself, Pilgrim. I found your pocket knife, that's all. I brought it to you.
You can lay it on my clothes as you leave, then I can get out of this tank.
That's what I was going to do in the first place. I just wanted to see which one of us would blink first.